Israel has given preliminary approval for the construction of more than 1,000 new apartments in occupied West Bank settlements. This comes before Israeli and Palestinian negotiators head into their second round of US brokered peace talks in Jerusalem next Wednesday. Peace Now, an Israeli anti-settlement watchdog, said the move, if green-lighted by the government, could complicate the peace talks. Liar Amichai is an expert on settlements with the group.
The government of Israel, through the civil administration, a military body in the IDF, approved over 1,000 housing units in the West Bank settlements. This puts into question the Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu's true intentions going into the negotiation table.
Peace talks between the two sides previously broke down in 2010 after Israel's settlement construction. The two sides only resumed negotiations last month after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry maneuvered for months to get both back around the negotiation table. On Sunday, the Israeli government put 91 settlements on a national priority funding list, including 9 from the West Bank. Well, settlements are considered illegal under international law, although Israel disputes this.